Exclusive video, state Republican group exposes dangerous results of state Democrats' soft on crime agenda. By Jacob Bliss on October 4, 2022. The Republican State Leadership Committee, RSLC, released a video, first seen by Breitbart News, that exposes the dangerous results of the state Democrats' soft on crime agenda. 5 weeks before the midterm election, the RSLC wants to emphasize the state Democrats' soft on crime agenda in a hard-hitting new video stressing that safety is on the ballot in November. The RSLC is hammering state Democrats in Colorado, Illinois, Minnesota, Nevada, New York, Oregon, and Washington for implementing soft on crime policies that have fueled the crime wave happening across the country. RSLC's attack on the state Democrats comes as public safety and crime have emerged as key issues, and while national Republicans have been going after the Senate candidates for their soft on crime views. The video emphasizes the policies that originated in Democrat-controlled state legislatures across the country, such as eliminating cash bail, banning police pursuits, and defunding the police. The video also showed that Republican-led legislatures are needed to serve as a defense against the Democrats' policies. In Colorado, Democrats passed a law in 2020 that made it easier to sue a police officer directly and added more restrictions on officers. The state also has the third highest crime rate in the country while leading the county in car thefts. In Illinois, Democrats passed the Safety Act, which eliminated cash bail even though law enforcement warned that the legislation would lead to a bigger crime surge. The state also leads the country in carjackings. In Minnesota, Democrats rejected a $200 million public safety package from the Republicans to invest in recruiting and retaining more police officers to help crack down on the crime. Nationally, Minneapolis is ranked 4th on robbery, 8th on rape, and 13th on aggravated assault. In Nevada, Democrats passed legislation that became effective in October to prohibit officers from arresting those charged with nonviolent misdemeanors, with only a few exceptions. The state has seen a sharp rise in crime, which is up 15% since August 2021. In New York, Democrat lawmakers in 2019 eliminated cash bail. Just in New York City this year, auto theft is up 42%, robberies are up 39.8%, and rape has also increased by 10%. Additionally, murders in the last 5 years are up 48.5%. In Oregon, Democrat lawmakers also eliminated cash bail requirements for a number of offenses and reduced the juvenile sentences in the state. The state is also ranked 5th in the nation for carjackings, while Oregon's largest city, Portland, has had over a 200% spike in the murder last year since 2019. In Washington, Democrats limited when police are allowed to pursue fleeing suspects, which law enforcement raised concerns about. The Washington Association of Sheriffs and Police Chiefs explained that violent crime, including murder and assault, increased by over 12% in 2021 from 2020, while the number of police officers available to respond to incidents decreased in 2021. America's violent crime surge is a direct result of state Democrats' failed soft-on-crime experiment that puts criminals ahead of victims, RSLC Communications Director Andrew Romeo told Breitbart News. By pushing their agenda to eliminate cash bail, ban police pursuits, and stop arrests, and defund the police, state Democrats have made families across the country less safe, put targets on the backs of law enforcement, and emboldened career criminals. The only solution for Americans looking to stop the madness is to elect state Republicans in November. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @jacobbliss.